Don't just fill a position. Find the ideal candidate who'll drive your business forward. For qualified candidates who match your needs, try Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/WanderyUK. Just go to Indeed.com/WanderyUK right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WanderyUK. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So Meredith is like, well, this is very Lucy apple juice. And it's true. She's like, They're so worried about who planted a story, but they don't care about what Bronwyn did. You know, she's like, if Lisa did this, it's horrible. But, you know, correlation does not equal causation. And then she like smiles all self-satisfied. Now it was lawyer speak. Okay. Wiggy wiggy. Party till you drop. That was DJ speak.
You know, there's only so many coincidences in life. For instance, can you coincidentally be both a fashion icon and also a tremendous DJ? Yes, obviously that coincidentally can happen. But like, you know, maybe this is a coincidence, but you know what? We all just want to move on. We all want to move forward and we want this to end and we don't want to be living in this behavior. And we've all made mistakes in our friendships and we've all owned up to big things. And we've all fed toddlers and we've all helped them with that thing where you stack the rings on top of each other and put the small ring on the top and the big ring on the bottom. We've all done that. And it's my way of saying, ladies, we have to come up with a better argument for today's episode.
So now Angie is still sick and they're checking on her and Mary's staying with her. And everybody's getting ready for dinner. And then Heather is like, okay, everybody, welcome to dinner. You might notice that there are 8 of us on this trip and only 6 place settings. That's because someone has been murdered. So today we're going to try and figure out as a sisterhood how Lisa did it, with what weapon she used, and in what room she did it in. Welcome to Lisa Clue.
You're accusing me. No one's accusing you. We're just saying it would be devastating if you were the murderer. And we don't have any other thoughts on if anyone else was the murderer because you're really the only one we could see doing it. But that's not an accusation.
So Mary is in the room keeping Angie company, which is really sweet. So she's going to have her dinner with them and everybody else has served food. And Heather's like, well, again, I feel sad that we're missing Angie and Mary's commentary. What a wacky episode that would have made. And Brittany's like, I don't miss Mary's commentary. They're like, geez, Brittany. Damn.
Oh, dear, Brittany, we have a rule. You can only talk shit if they're right in front of you, which is a rule we've all broken. Okay. And Brittany goes, well, I'm the only one who says what I feel to people's faces. I'm the only one. So now Bronwyn, this pisses off Bronwyn, her roommate, and goes, oh, really? Mm-hmm. What about the things that are not being said to people's faces? Because there's other people at this table that you're mad at, that you're not saying something about. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's go to the flashback of us shopping in like a vintage store.
Let's go to that part where I was pretending to be your friend 5 minutes so I could get a bunch of ammunition to use against you, which I'm going to do right now. Doodly-doo, doodly-doo. So we go back to the store and Brittany's like, well, yeah, I feel like Lisa's just trying too hard to big sister me and I don't need that. I can fight my own battles. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So big sistering, you got it. Okay, and what's going on with you and Meredith? What's the problem there? Hold on, let me just get my little notepad while you try on that dress. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
If you'd like to use a certain, like a real standout word that might be a trigger for Meredith, that'd be great. Okay. Well, okay. Well, I haven't seen Meredith yet without her having a seizure of some sort. I just don't know why Meredith goes from 0 to 100 in 0.02 seconds. It's almost like it's not even real.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like Meredith has been supportive of you. No,
she hasn't. Seizure.
So Bronwyn, we come back and Bronwyn's like, well, okay. Well, she said, you big sister her, you're in her business and she doesn't want your advice and it's bullshit, which she didn't say. And she said that you pretend to have seizures, which she also didn't say.
Did not say that you slur
your words, which she didn't say. And she said you go from 0 to 100 over nothing and she thinks it's an act and she doesn't believe anything that comes out of your mouth, which she didn't say. So...
Pretend to have seizures. Pretend to have seizures. I've never had a seizure in my life. But what's a horrible thing to say about somebody? There are people who do have seizures and they are very serious. And one of which was my child. So I find that to be despicable. And she-
How dare you bring up my child having seizures? How dare you?
Stop saying seizure. Stop saying seizure. But she has a seizure. Look, she's having a seizure right now. Stop saying it. She just, it's a child thing. But she's having a seizure. She's having a seizure. Oh, I've had enough of this. So she takes a picture and just pours it on Brittany again. The third picture on Brittany.
You can stop. You can stop. Are you kidding me? Are you serious?
This is, and then so she tries to get up and throw her water at Meredith, but Meredith blocks it with her own water. So it's like water cascading. And so it goes all over Bronwyn. And Bronwyn's like, nope, nope. You deserve it, Bronwyn. You started this and you lied like 10 times. So Heather's
and
like,
Bronwyn, by the way, is wearing this crazy outfit, like with these tall, like asymmetrical shoulder pads that look like, you know, like Machu Picchu or something like that. But now it's all wet, so everything's kind of like damp and like rearranged improperly. So
she's wearing some weird funeral dress, like some black dress with some flowers on. She looks crazy. So yeah, she gets water thrown all over her. And so Heather's like, oh, wait, where am I? Heather says something. Oh, she's like, Meredith, turn up your hearing aids. She did not say Jared that time.
That's the cue for pouring water on Brittany. It's hilarious, oh, right?
So now we're making fun of hearing aids.
You know, Meredith is going to hear that and be really pissed off.
Now we're making fun of my disability.
Brittany, I've had enough of your nonsense.
So, well, I'm sick of Meredith treating me like shit, and no one's even batting an eye. I mean, no one even cares.
Well, to say that someone has seizures, I mean, I don't think that's funny. I think it's disgraceful, and I think it is disgusting.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Look at the seizure she's having, just trying to say disgraceful.
Wow. You want to talk about the husbands?
So Brittany says, I think she just likes me so much because I think I'm the only one that isn't afraid of her. She's had this kind of like, oh, look, it's me. It's Meredith Marks. Oh, I'm Meredith Marks. But no one else will tell her. No one else would be like, Meredith, you're batshit crazy. And this isn't normal.
She's like, you go from 0 to 100 in 0.2 seconds. Like, how is it 1 second you're nice to me and the next second you're like freaking out because you just had Bronwyn totally turn on you. See, Bronwyn's very good. You know, she's very good at this. Like Bronwyn just did all of this, but now it's going to leave Brittany and Meredith fighting instead of anybody coming after Bronwyn. And also instead of Brittany coming after Bronwyn too. Like she's pretty good at it. I have to hand it to her. So then, in bed, Mary is eating and Angie's sleeping. It's like smells crunchy. So now back to the girls arguing.
So Brittany's like, I mean, no one does that. No one goes from 0 to 100 in 0.02 seconds. I'm like, this cast, anyone does it. Okay. Why you lie incessantly, always lying. And then we see a montage of like Brittany and Meredith's greatest hits over the past, you know, last
season. Yeah, saying she heard Meredith crying and throwing up in the middle of the night and then recording them on the sprint. You recorded us, a clip of her recording. You've done really nasty things on the RV trip, telling Whitney her business is getting dragged on social media.
Well, why don't you just disengage, Meredith? Just disengage. Because I would be more than happy to disengage with you for the rest of all time. Okay, bye-bye.
Ladies, sisters, everyone at this table, we all need to own things in order to move on. And to show you that, I am going to come for Lisa Barlow, but then pretend like I'm actually still her friend, because that's what you do when you own things. So let's own this. Let's have an open conversation. This is not a pile-on. Again, let me just point out that we are owning this. So this is not a pile-on, and I'm definitely owning that this is not a pile-on. So let's pile-on. We are adult women. We are privileged women. We are a sisterhood, and we are living our best fucking lives, except for Lisa, whose life is fake. Well, what's the pylon? I said I'm disengaging, and you got her telling me I'm wrong, and Brahman's supporting me, and Lisa's supporting me, and there is no gang up. I'm perfectly happy. Everything's fine over here. I'm as happy as a clam. I'm disengaged.
Actually, this was really funny because Meredith, like, we're making it sound like Meredith was having this huge fit, and she kind of was, but it was very calm for Meredith. She was, like, still eating, and she's like, oh, you are disgusting. Oh, I really enjoy the shrimp.
Yeah, it was like she was, like, back to her normal self again. This is, like, you know, this is the equivalent if of Meredith doing that thing where they're fighting at a dinner table outside, and then she goes inside to be like, I'm leaving this dinner. And then she comes back out again, like, wrapped in a comforter. And she's like, all right, I'm ready for the next one.
Yeah. Or it's like when you go see Beyonce and she's giving it her all. And then she gets to that section where it's like just singing all of her greatest hits. And so it goes from her, like, crying on the floor to being like, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, run, 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 get me bodied, get me bodied, get me bodied. And then she gets back to the real stuff and she's crying again on the floor.
So Heather's like, okay, we're going to talk. We all need to own things. So what else do we need to own at this table? Does anyone need to own anything? Anyone at all maybe want to own things about leaking things to the media? Is anyone... I'm going to own the fact that I have no idea who I'm talking about right now. I don't know if anyone wants to volunteer. I'm definitely owning this, that this is not a planned attack.
And she and Whitney look at each other, and then they look at Meredith, and Meredith's just eating. She's like calmed down from her fight now. And Whitney goes,
I think you need to own something, and Meredith. And she goes, what? And she's like, yeah, remember the little conversation we had on our bed earlier? Remember?
And Meredith just goes, oh, okay, yes. Well, then you guys should talk about it. You should. Knowing exactly what they're doing.
Exactly, because that was so clunky. They hatch this little plan, and then they want Meredith to be the one to go against Lisa. They're trying to, like, produce this fight, right? And they're trying to, like, have a rift between those friends. And Meredith's like, no, you brought me in, and you floated ideas by me. But I in no way said I'm going to co-sign on this revolution against Lisa. If you guys want to go against Lisa, have at it. But I already went through this, and it was an annoying 2 years of my life.
And it's really highlighting what I've been saying about Heather, how Heather is pretending to Lisa's face, like, oh my God, look how much I'm sticking up for you. Because in Heather's mind, she can say, well, remember the lunch? At the lunch, I was the one coming for Bronwyn. I'm the one that was coming for Bronwyn that whole time and asking her questions. Like, I was sticking up for you. I totally had your back. And then she would have had this dinner where Meredith came for Lisa. So Heather still would have looked like a good friend, but now it's blowing up in her face. So she's like, well, I was trying, and she even admits it. She's like, well, I was trying to make grounds with Lisa, and I thought it would go all over better if Meredith was with me, but now it just feels like leaving me high and dry. Heather, it's your plan. She's not leaving you high and dry. She's just letting you do your own show. So good luck.
Yeah, exactly. So Heather goes, I don't care about anyone outside of the people seated at this table. I don't care about that, any of that whatsoever.
Especially my daughters.
I'm just gonna be honest with you. I think that you are the source of all the dirt, even though it was me who actually found out the dirt about Monica. But I think you are the source of all the other dirt.
Wait, why are you guys even questioning me? Why are you questioning me? Because we feel like you always know the information before everybody.
I'm sorry, but this information was out last season.
Yeah, so she, but because you just questioned me, even though she thought you were questioning me, you just questioned me. Well, because apparently whenever you're upset, something gets leaked. And that was the commentary from these two. Oh my gosh, this is so dumb. I hope you have my back, Meredith. I hope you have my back. I have my back.
Well, I said I hope it's not true, and I didn't think it was true.
No. We don't have to hope it's not true. It's not true. It's not fucking true.
And Meredith does her, like, just opening her mouth like a fish on land, where she's like, bah.
That's all I need. I'm not the source of anything. People tell me stuff, and I'm all of a sudden responsible. I got my thoughts. Like,
you know everything. Well, they think you're the one who has fed everything to the blogs.
Yeah, you are the grand poobah.
Oh, yeah, I'm the motherfucking Dawn of Salt Lake City, I guess, because this is fucking weird. This is weird, okay? I've never dug up dirt on any of these motherfucking bitches, and I'm so sick of being accused of this. I'm so sick of that.
People tell me stuff, okay? I'm at fucking Harmon's and I hear stuff. I hear shit. I also go to like the Angie Harmon Club, which is a really cool club because like I'm friends with Angie Harmon also. And I still hear stuff there too. And I go get like a Diet Coke and I hear stuff. I go to Wendy's and I hear stuff. I can't take this anymore, you guys. Shut the fuck up about me. I don't do anything. Don't come near me. Don't come fucking near me.
And Whitney does that thing where she stands up and she starts coming at her. And she's like, don't come near me. Do not come near me, Whitney.
Yeah, but I'm coming near you. What are you going to do about it?
Sit your little butt down, okay? You know what? I'm leaving if you come near me. I'm leaving.
Downstairs, Angie and Mary just sitting on the bed watching TV. And you just hear muffled voices. And Mary's like, wait, I feel like I hear Whitney and Lisa. So Lisa's like, you guys have no one to beat up on if I'm not here. That's it. It's like, and Whitney's like,
you're not our punching bag. You're just a bag that we like to punch, but not technically a punching bag. No one's accusing you.
And Heather's doing the gaslighting thing where she's like, are you fucking kidding me, Lisa? You think we're beating up on you right now? We are being your friends.
It's Heather really has some nerve trying to pull this angle. And in fact, it's so ballsy. I almost applaud her because the fact that she can sit there and tell Lisa Barlow, we think you're digging up dirt on all of us. We think you're leaking stuff to the press. This is like a cardinal sin in the world of the housewives, but we're not beating up on you. We're actually being your friend right now. Like what? That's crazy.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Lisa takes her face and she goes, you know everything I know. And Lisa, Whitney's still going, you're not our punching bag. She goes, sit down, Whitney. Just sit down.
You sit down then.
Sit down and talk to me like a friend would.
I like Lisa this when Lisa you. Said, you know everything I know, because it means that Lisa and Heather have been sitting there talking about it together. And now Heather's making it sound like it was all Lisa. And Lisa's the only person who's been doing this. So
you call me a loser. You call me Jen Shaw. You're lucky I even talked to any of you.
Yeah, you know what? I'm so fucking sick of it. I'm sick of it.
Oh, fuck off with that, Lisa. She goes, no, you fuck off with that. Yeah, I've been a very good friend to you, Lisa.
Please name a time when you've been a good friend to Lisa. I've never fucking seen it. I've never seen it. Heather is such a good gaslighter, and she does it through this whole episode. She just keeps pounding it in. Guys, I'm just a good friend to Lisa. I'm always a good friend to Lisa. And then I go read comments, and they're like, oh my God, Heather's been such a good friend to Lisa. It's nice to see her finally stand up to Lisa. I'm like,
she's been doing the same thing since season one.
If you don't defend me, oh my God, you better say I'm fucking sorry right now because I defended you.
You know what? Don't be fucking afraid of her. She's throwing her weight around like right now like, fuck you, Lisa Barlow. I've been a good fucking friend to you for no other fucking reason than the fact that we have a fucking history, Lisa Barlow.
Yeah, what are you even talking about right now? Because I'm honestly like, I think it's so funny that Heather is trying to act like she's being a really good friend right now. She's saying that like by being this brutal honesty that she is having, this is the evidence of being a good friend. But like... But meanwhile, Heather is the one whose definition of being a good friend has been to ride or die. You cover things up for your friends. But now all of a sudden the definition has changed for her. I just think it's hilarious that she's doing this. And she's like, and now you're going to fucking throw a fit right now. You're going to fucking, are you kidding me? You're going to throw a fit. It's Lisa Barlow and you're accusing her of leaking everything to the media. And then you're surprised that Lisa Barlow is going to have a fit. She would have a fit over things that are a fraction as inflammatory as this. And she's like, now you're shocked.
She's like, just own it, Lisa. She goes, own what? She goes, that you're the source of all the dirt. She goes, fuck that. I'm not owning that. I'm not the source of any fucking dirt. And don't you ever put that on me ever again. Don't you ever do it again.
So now they're trying to serve dinner and Jason comes out with Joao and they're all standing around like clearly trying. And Lisa actually like moves back to take her plate, but they won't serve it because they're still yelling. Like, you guys, you're not the show here. Just serve. This is dinner theater. Serve the fucking food and leave. This isn't about you. Serve it.
So they go, this goes back and forth for a long time. Like, you know all the dirt. You know all the dirt. I don't know any dirt. I don't know any dirt. You know all the dirt. You know everything. I'll say it. Grand larceny, theft. Well, it's all over the internet. So that part made me crack up because whether or not Lisa leaked these things, Lisa defending everything, being like, well, it's all over the internet. Like, if I talk about it, it's all over the internet. It's like that was the exact inverse of what happened earlier this season when they all sat around and Lisa put up the poster board of like the accusations and Bronwyn was saying, hey, Lisa,
I wasn't like digging things up. It was in the newspaper. I read it and I was curious. It was on the internet, basically. And Lisa's like, no, you dug it up. And now when the shoe's on the other foot, Lisa's like, it was on the internet. It was on the internet. It wasn't my fault. I wasn't digging anything up. So I just think it's so funny how convenient, like how everyone is so hypocritical on this show at all times.
Yeah, they literally all are. Yeah, because she's being a hypocrite. And so were they by bringing up stuff from the internet after they were like, how dare you? How dare you? So she's like, why am I responsible for what's on the internet? What are you going to blame me for, two girls and a cop too?
So then Jason goes down to visit, check in on Angie because Angie's still puking her face off. So he like adds some like warm blankets or something. He's like, oh, this is worth it. The highlight of the night. What is going on up there? And he's like, well, it's a lot. It's a lot is happening. I was like a ghost up there. They didn't even see me.
Yeah. So then back at dinner, Lisa's like, what do I need to say then? She goes, you don't need to do anything, Lisa, but I'm going to be honest with you that I think you're the source of the dirt. Okay. Well, then you know what? I just can't be your friend. She goes, are you kidding me? You can't be my friend because I'm accusing you of being a horrible person.
I know. I got accused last year of leaking stuff that I didn't leak. And I actually defended you, Whitney. And I felt bad for you. And I felt really bad for you. Like, what? Like, what if you're the leak? It's like, not fucking me. It's not me.
Yeah. So she's like, what about you? What if you're the leak? And Heather's like, I would own it if I were the leak. I would own it. Oh, yeah. I love how this got spun. It got spun. It's not spun. You're fucking spinning it, you moron. You're the one spinning it.
No, I don't do spin class. I don't exercise. I do not know what you're accusing me of doing. And I just don't have anything more to say to you.
She's also, you know, this is what's making me crazy. Like, I still don't know. Maybe Lisa is the one who found it. But what's making me crazy is that they keep gaslighting her. She's not spinning it. She's just saying she didn't do it. How is that a spin? She's just denying it. They're like, stop spinning it. She's not. She's saying she didn't do it. So she's like, you're spinning it and you're spinning it the wrong way, Lisa. One day we spin things and they come back to hit us in the face because we are spinning women. She's like, I literally can't believe you would do this to me. I'm like in shock.
Have I ever disparaged your marriage? Have I ever disparaged your business? Have I ever done fucking anything to you, Lisa Barlow? I'm gonna say what I think. I'm gonna say it to your face. And if you don't like it,
fuck you. Get off the fucking yacht if you can't hear what I have to say. If you don't like that I accuse you of being treacherous to this entire group and someone that we should never trust, then fuck you.
Okay, then. I'm happy to go because the fact that you accuse me of something that I would never do when I'm wearing a cowboy hat is really low, Heather. It's really low. Lisa, and now, you know what, Meredith? Lisa. Don't even come for me because, like, you've made it clear. Okay? And I've never been accused of something I did not do. I will not do that. And you know what? I don't need to be calmed down. You know what? Do you mean it? Do you want me to go?
No, of course I don't want you to go. We have two more days of cornering you and accusing you of leaking things to the internet. You can't leave tonight.
But how would you feel like if I was like, you're the source. You just admitted, Heather, it's you.
I have been a very good friend to you, which has nothing to do with this moment, but I'm going to bring it up again. And I'm a friend to you till the death for some reason.
You know what? Being a friend to me is not telling me to admit to something I didn't do. That's not you being a friend. That's being fucking everything else. Like what you've done to me. Like what you've done, Whitney.
Lies,
like
what you've lies. Done. You've done it to others. Ha.
No, I've not done a fucking thing to you. Get that out of your head, Whitney.
No, I'm not going to get it out of my head because I know you have done things, that is. Ha.
So now Heather's pulling Lisa away and she's like, don't touch Whitney. Like she's trying to hurt Whitney. Oh my God. She's like, you guys are liars and you're fakes.
Listen to me. Why is it so fucking bad that you're the one that knows everything about everyone? That's not bad. That shows you know things. You're smart. You're intrepid. You know how to use the internet. You can research things. You know people at places. This is actually a very empowering moment for you. Why aren't you leaning into it? Talking about spinning it right there. Why is it bad that you're the one that knows everything? What? That's crazy.
And she's like, I'm not even defending Lisa.
I think that Heather's mind games are hilarious. I'm like, she is working so quickly on such a different level.
Oh, she's so gross in how she does it. And Lisa falls for it every time. I feel like everybody falls for it. It's so nice to hear you laughing about it because I'm like, am I the only one seeing that? It's making me crazy. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, go get her, Heather. She's such a fucking liar. So Lisa's like, it's not true. It's not true. And she goes, okay, then who's the leak? Ask your buddies. She goes, but you are my buddy. That's why I'm asking you.
I'm gonna call John. Hey, John. I'm like so sad. I am like so sad. John, there's not even a Wendy's on this job, John.
Lisa.
I'm so sad. Get the fuck away from me. I'm so sad, John.
No, John. I'm not gonna leave you. I'm not gonna leave you. I'm friends till death, which is why until your grave, I'm gonna accuse you of being John, the leak, like a good friend would do.
Brother just accused me of leaking all the blog stuff. And like, you know, that's like the meanest thing that everyone's ever done to me. And she goes, admit it. She keeps saying, just say you're the source. John, are you hearing
that's
this?
That's not
John?
What I did. You're creating this out of your mind. No, you literally are doing that. She's not even making this up. Fuck off. If you wanna walk downstairs, John, fucking leave me, then fucking leave me.
Tell John what you said. Say you're the source. Say, and like, I've never done anything to hurt them, John. Not even once. Not once, John. John, are you there? John, are you there? Oh, sorry. It was the Wendy's drive-thru. Hold on. Let me call John.
I thought Heather and I had come so far. And for her to go back into this, like, Lisa's a villain, Lisa's the source, it's bullshit and it's ridiculous. You know what? She's like, it's making me reassess our friendship. Yeah.
So now we go back to the crew and Alicia's like, oh my God, that one's threatening to leave. It's amazing. It's amazing. She's loving it.
So now Heather, I mean, Heather is actually almost like moving into like a Leanne Locken space because she walks into Angie and Mary's room and she's sobbing. I mean, and I say that meaning that like Leanne Locken was like one of the queens of melodrama, like when she was on Dallas. So now she's like, like, oh my God, Heather, what's happening? She's like, I was coming to try to find Lisa. Because she's so mad at me. Oh, but first, how are you feeling? And Angie's like, don't worry about me. I'm just puking up all my feta cheese. What's happening with you?
Well, okay. I just merely said you're the source of all the lies and all the things that are getting leaked. No, something innocent like that. Something a good friend would say to someone. It's practically a Hallmark card. And she just fully freaked out. Why would she freak out on that?
And like, Angie's like, oh, you are so brave. You are so brave. She's like, yeah, and I'm her friend over Bronwyn's, but like, she is you guys. She is the league. And Mary is like, don't cry over that because you're being real. You're being real. And real friends need that. Real friends need it. And you know what? It is game over. Game over. I don't care what you do. It is wrong. It is wrong.
And Mary's like, the captain was paying attention. He said, Heather's getting at Lisa. So then Whitney's like, I want to go on a tour. Daisy, will you show me the tour of the kitchen? And you know, Daisy hates this. Oh God, I have to clean up my bedroom because she's going to want to look inside of it. So now Whitney is going on some tour and she almost falls down the stairs.
Yeah. And then Jason asked Brittany if she had a good night. She's like, oh, I sure did. So let me ask you this. Do you actually run the ship?
It's like, yeah, I'm a captain. It's part of what happens when you're the captain. You become the captain of the ship. So the correlation. You know, when they say correlation does not mean causation, in this case, it does. When you're the captain, you're the captain.
Well, could you give me a tour maybe of the ship?
Well, tomorrow, not tonight. I'm going to bed. I've been up since 4 a.m.
Oh, but I was just looking for an excuse to get out of here. Okay, go away. There's other men here. So he leaves. And Whitney's still taking the tour. She's like, oh my God, the food was amazing. Is this the kitchen where you cook things? Wow. I have a pan at home too. Look, I could do a dance on it.
She's like swinging from the pan rack.
I just got a text from Bobby who wants to know if you have any soda in the refrigerator. She's also clutching her fingers onto the kitchen island and turning pale. So
Brittany goes to check on Lisa, and Lisa's now sitting on the edge of the swimming platform thing. And she's like, John, tomorrow, come get me. I'm going to a hotel. Promise me you'll come get me, John.
It was a 15-hour flight to get over there, by the way. So Brittany's like, Hey, Lisa.
No, I don't want you near me. I don't want anyone near me. Don't come near me. No.
A wise man said, you are loved. You are loved. Can I just hug you?
No. No, you know what? It's the sickest thing I've ever heard in my life. Just leave me alone. You know what? I just want to be with John.
Can I just say I love you?
No. Gross. Don't. I don't want anyone touching me or near me. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. So back to Heather crying to Angie and Mary. She goes, Mary, what do I say to her? Well, you were telling the truth. Just say, I'm being a real friend and I'm telling you how I feel and I'm telling you how we all feel and we all feel and we all know it.
So Heather's like, I'm going to go now. I'm carrying it for all of us. This is what I do for the sisterhood.
I'm carrying it for all of us. Oh, the weight of accusing Lisa Barlow of doing something, which is what they do every single season.
It's like, I got you guys. I got you. I love you so much. That's why I'm going to carry these messages. Okay.
So now she goes looking for Lisa, and Brittany's like, well, I was actually looking for you and I found Lisa. And she's like, I'm going to go talk to her. Okay. Is she leaving the boat? And she's like, no, she's right there. And so she sees her sitting on the end of the dock, and Lisa's just like, John, why did they do this to me? John.
And it fades to black. So I don't know if Lisa leaked or not. You know, I think I really do tend to believe this was the audience. Like someone in the audience found this shit. Lisa called up a friend and said, you know what? I'm so sick of Bronwyn. Why don't you look up all these rumors that they're saying online? Like, I would not be surprised if Lisa gets messy. But I think ultimately the takeaway for me was how Heather basically is like, wants to accuse Lisa of these things, but somehow also maintain the friendship and act like this is somehow a gesture of like humane sisterhood. I don't know, but it was hilarious.
Yeah, I think that they're, you know, I don't think Lisa's above talking to bloggers and stuff like that and being like, oh my God, I heard this thing. Well, I also heard this thing or whatever. I don't think she's above it. The reason I just can't get on her is because I feel like they all fucking do it. I mean, Whitney had the Jizz for Jazz thing against Lisa. They were all excited to talk about all of Lisa's stuff. I just think that they all do it. And I would rather know what's going on with Bronwyn. I wish they would dig into Bronwyn's stuff. I don't think that someone being accused of all this stuff that you should just be able to come in and be like, oh, nothing, it was nothing, and you guys are ridiculous, and my husband's mad at you for bringing it up. And they're like, okay, let's get Lisa. It's just like, you've got such good stuff there to work with, and you're just coming after Lisa again. You do it every single season, you know?
But I also would like to know what's going on with Lisa, because she's the one who actually has active cases against her that are happening. So I also would like to know about that as well. And we've completely gotten away from that. But I will say one thing I'm really not that interested in. I'm getting kind of tired of housewives fights about who leaked things to the media. Like, I'm starting to feel like that's not the most compelling argument, because it's so meta. It's really like, you can never really get to the bottom of it. You know, what's happening on Orange County is sort of interesting, because it kind of like, with the launching off point for a larger issue about lying in the group with Gretchen, yada, yada, yada. But like, it got tiresome with Lucy Applejuice. I think it's like, it's just not my favorite thing. I prefer when the fights are more about true interpersonal things that are happening within the show, within relationships, as opposed to who was talking to what blogger, because it's sort of, I don't know. I don't think it's really about as much the central premise of The Real Housewives, about like when it becomes about who said what to some outsider. It should be really about, how do I feel about you as with our relationship and et cetera, et cetera. I like when shifting loyalties, we were best friends, now we're not friends anymore. Like, that's more compelling to me. So while this was like a very entertaining episode, I have to admit, I wasn't totally invested in what they were squabbling about.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the stuff comes out, it's going to be out there. So who, at this point, like, who even cares? Because if she did do it, like, okay, well, then where'd you get the information? Like, you just did a simple internet search? Like, what are you going to yell at somebody for Googling something? That's kind of what it's becoming, you know? It's like, oh, yeah, you Googled something and came up with someone's record, sealed records. Ooh. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I think like,
I have no problem Googling somebody. So I Google everybody I meet. So I don't know. To me, it's just not that big of a deal.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Below Deck Salt Lake City crossover will continue next week, I'm sure, to great effect. And thanks everyone for being here on this episode. We got more recaps coming up later this week. And so be sure that you're subscribed here to Watch What Crappens, and we'll catch you on the next one. Bye everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Que sera, sera, whatever will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talif Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
We're obsessed all with Tessa V.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.